Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most procedurally generated podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
I'm Adam.
And today's topic is wishes. How many wishes is too many?
Never. Hey, I've had a
never.
Never too many, but also Every now and then I go through, it's like happening more and more because I believe I've spoken on this show before about how I like to wish on wish chips and mm-hmm. also on the first star of the evening. Bless you.
Mm-hmm. Bless you one more time.
Bless you.
Sorry, please continue.
And also at 11:11. Yeah. I will make, and birthdays.
11:11?
Yeah.
You Does see, that have significance?
You see the all four numbers are one and you make a wish.
But there's like eight numbers.
Yeah, no, but. What?
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about the date.
Oh, no. That's still 6.
11:11 would be a very funny
Adam,
date.
That's 6.
6 what?
No. Day, month, year. There are four numbers to the date.
Day, month. No, it's 6.
Oh, no. Adam's thinking the
I'm doing the full.
Oh, you're doing the full year. Yeah. Okay, I see. I'm with you.
Okay. You know, the complete formal date.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the informal one because I'm breezy.
He's a breezy boy.
11:11 to be the lucky day of the year would be insane as well, because that's Remembrance Day on the same day that we're given homage to the troops.
It's
homage
also
is not correct, but the day we honor the troops is the same day that we need to make wishes.
A wish.
I wish for troops.
You got them.
Oh, no,
holy
cool.
Shit. They're all over the place, Cass. You want some troops?
We
I'll show you
troops.
Where to get troops.
We got troops,
troops coming
miles.
Out the wazoo.
Yeah. What else do you wish on?
I think that's about it. Oh, dandelions.
Sure.
Unless I kick them. Mm-hmm. You don't get a kick. You don't get a wish if you kick them.
How many wishes have come true?
I don't know, because recently, every time I
yeah.
like have a something and I like catch the first star of the night, or it's 11:11, or I get a curly chip.
Yeah.
I'm always like, you know what? I think I'm okay.
Wow.
And it's the nicest thing in the world, because or it'll come up and it'll be like, okay, thinking about what do I want now? And it's like, you know, I want this situation to be yeah. resolved, or I want this. And it's like, no, I think.
You don't have anything you need to wish for.
I think so. And it'll be like, you know what? If this situation doesn't resolve how I want it, well, then it shouldn't. You know?
That's good.
It's been really nice, but then I wished for money.
Did anyone else remember wishing on those little white puff balls that float around? Now, if you remember wishing on those, did the wish require you to have the, because they come with a seed, right?
Yeah.
Did
Is this a dandelion?
No, dandelion.
No, they're different.
Yeah, okay. Just double checking.
The little puff balls Adam's referring to are sometimes referred to as fairies.
Yeah, we call them fairies.
Yeah,
but yeah, did your see? For me, you could only make a wish if it still had that little seed in it, and then to make the wish, you needed to pluck it out.
Oh no, that's totally. I never had that. You just blew on it, made a wish.
I didn't even know you made a wish on those. I will now.
Only apparently according to the lore of the Carnivali. Household, I was about to say farmstead.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, the lore of the Carnivali farmstead is that it needs to have the little seed in it so that you can pull it out to make the wish.
That's nuts.
Also, I was thinking how insane it would be if wishes were real, but you did only get like 3 of them. And so as a child, everyone wastes their wishes.
Aww.
But then everyone wastes their wishes on child things.
Yeah, but a child wish could be like, I wish I had $10.
Yeah, that's true.
That is just probably a wish I made as a kid.
The struggle is going to be children. Yeah, you're not going to make a lot of money because a child's idea of wealth is like $100 maximum.
A kid is not wishing for things that are permanent.
Yeah, but a kid might wish for a Brontosaurus best friend. And that is going to come with its own challenges.
They might be, clearly they haven't.
Well... You got me there.
What did you guys wish for as kids?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to think about
$10, probably.
I think I did. I don't remember what I wished for. I don't think I ever really wished for much. I think, you know where my wishes happened? Mm-hmm. They happened if I found a four-leaf clover, which I never did, but I was like, if I find one, I'll wish on it. The fairies and also a birthday wish.
Oh. But yeah. Birthday wish is still magic.
Well, I love saying my birthday wish out loud now. This is something I do for my own pleasure.
No, that hurts.
And I always say I wish for $1 million. Because the idea of taking something that's meant to be, I don't think you're meant to wish for $1 million with your birthday wish. And be like, I wish for $1 million. And then people always be like, you can't say it. And then, well, it's happened.
Then you don't get $1 million and everyone's like, that's the only reason why.
My go-to wish whenever I had wishes as a kid or growing up or whatever was that my dreams would be, or my imaginations as I was going to sleep would be very vivid, because I thought that was like low-key enough a wish that any creature that gave wishes that saw me wishing for that would be like, oh yeah, that's not so hard.
Isn't that so funny? I know what you mean. Like, as a kid, you're like, I'm lowballing my wish.
No, go.
No, please.
I've definitely made wishes before where, like, because you're always concerned about how you're going to get monkey pawed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the wishes I've made include, I wish for wealth, because wealth of anything would be nice.
Yeah, that's true. That's clever.
Wealth of family, wealth of friends.
Yeah, but what is drowning if not wealth of water?
Yeah, make a monkey paw you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Something I've always liked to imagine is a monkey getting monkey pawed. Like a monkey, instead of a monkey having a monkey's paw, its hands become monkey paws and it wishes and it wishes. This is something I wanted to work into a tweet, but it is so conceptually difficult. But a monkey has monkey paws and makes 10 wishes so they curl into fists and then punches me.
I wish I could punch Jackson.
I wish I could punch Jackson. Oh no, I wish I could punch. Oh no, what's happening? What's happening? Bam! Then my head explodes. It's just a funny thing to picture.
Let's get into sketch comedy.
Yeah, just for that. Just for that one sketch, we'll do it. What about the three wishes? Your classic three wishes scenario. What are you wishing for? You get three, bada bing, bada boom. Hi, I'm a genie. Let's do this. You get three wishes. What do you want?
Ooh, okay, we've had a similar discussion about this
before. Yeah, we definitely have this discussion. Yeah.
I'm still...
Okay, you get one wish.
No.
Fuck.
Cass! I reckon, because I'm just trying to think of something that would improve my life but not destroy it.
Yeah.
And I think to be... That thing where it's like, every time I go to buy something, my wallet has the exact amount of money I need.
That's good.
Like, it's like in change. Mm. So it's like, oh, you know, go to the shops and it's like, your total comes to $32.85. I'm like, oh.
Functionally, what's the difference between that and infinite money, though?
Because if I wish for infinite money, like your twist tax on it less. Was you get tax because it's in the bank.
Yeah.
There's no tax on cash that comes from magic. If I only use it to buy incidental stuff and not pay my rent, then
that's true.
They can't get me for it.
I guess that's
and if it's infinite money, you've said to me before, you monkey pawed me on this once.
Yeah.
Where you were like, your wallet will have all the money you need, but forever. So you have to carry around.
See, here's the problem, though. If at any point, I don't know, say you're driving or whatever, and your car breaks down, and you're like, damn it, now I need a new car. Your wallet explodes.
No, it's when I go to make the purchase.
Okay.
What about this? Okay, hi, I'm a genie. I'm back. I'm retracting my previous offer. Okay. You get one wish, but it can't benefit you or others.
Oh, okay.
Everyone has monkey paws that they can wish on. Sorry, everyone's hands are a monkey paw that they can wish on.
But anything can benefit anyone. There's nothing I could wish for that wouldn't benefit someone.
Don't talk back. I'm a genie. Just make your wish.
Cats, you don't know how this works. I say with my monkey paw.
Your curled monkey claws.
I wish for a monkey paw that I can make wishes on, but the monkey paw has been used up.
You just wished for a monkey's... chopped off hand.
Basically,
well, that's good. Put it on the mantle. Plus, it didn't come from monkey cruelty. That's good.
Yeah.
People get to control their body here, but it, if you cut it, it hurts.
Done. Boom, boom, I'm out. Back into my sauce bottle.
If you don't want hair, you bottle.
Let's take this sauce bottle and
back
fucking
in.
Chuck it, I say.
Throw it in the sea.
I'm going to stomp on it.
Beating the shit out of a genie. Very funny.
What are you wishing for?
I don't know. What do I want? Well, no, it can't benefit me or others.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I wish every fish was twice as big.
That benefits people so easily. I can monkey paw anything to be beneficial.
I wish every poisonous fish was twice as big.
Yeah,
there's
no
fish that is too poisonous. Fish. That you, yeah, you can yeah. find parts
Don't
of
talk
it
back.
Well, that benefits people. That means that...
You've made it easier to cut out the poisonless part.
You threw me in the sea.
Yeah. That benefited others.
Yeah, true.
That wasn't,
it wasn't a wish.
It was just a rude thing you did to me.
Oh, rude. Shush.
Where are the places you get wishes? It's pretty limited, really. The wish location.
Right before you're killed? Any final wishes?
Oh, that's true. Oh, that's a good one. What are your just before? Yeah, the any. That's often any last requests, but
oh, yeah,
I think
right,
it counts.
Actually.
But spear tip to your eyeball.
Any last wishes? Well, I've always wanted to go to Disneyland.
Okay.
I wish for bulletproof eyeballs. Should have wished for spear-proof. Fuck. Then I get speared through the head.
That's good as well because it's like any last requests. I wish I had bulletproof eyeballs. Well, I can't do that, so.
No, what? But you didn't give me...
I can just refuse.
What's your last meal?
Oh, good question. I don't know. What would I want? I'm about to go. Something big.
That's a good way of putting it. I'm about to go.
I'm about to jog along.
Cosmically, I'm about to go.
You could eat literally anything. Like, if you had an allergy, like, who cares if I shit myself? I'm going to shit myself.
Yeah, probably something I'd...
If you have an allergy, eat it and then beat the hangman.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going out on my own terms, you say, as then you shovel more peanut butter into your mouth.
Oh, God, it's good. Life wasn't worth living without this.
A bullet.
The guard pulls his gun and shoots you in the head.
Thank you. Delicious.
My compliments to the show.
The last, yeah.
It would so depend on how you're feeling on the day. Also, like, my favorite food is smashed potatoes, and it takes a long time to do, and it's hard to get right.
Yeah, fair.
So do I want to risk it? Because if I'm like, this is my last meal, there's a really high chance I get disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely. You do, because you want it to be good. If they make it incorrectly, you're going to be like, eh.
I wonder what famous last meals there are.
They're good.
I think we've discussed this previously as well.
I remember.
I want to go to the most famous last meal, bread and wine.
Who had bread and wine?
What a bad last meal.
Was that
wine, I guess, but
no,
bread?
You're lining your tum. Also, freshly baked bread. Everything was fresh in those days. No one had the preservatives.
Yeah. Everything was fresh, well, but also bread. Mixed with sand sometimes.
Oh, why?
Because it's cheaper than grain. You cut it with a bit of sand? Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know, right? Turns out back in the old days, food not always as good.
Yeah, there's a... I think it was proven fake, but there's like this... You know, like back in the day, people would write like travel books about places they'd never gone to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so this guy did one about like Victorian London. And in it, he's like, here are the percentages of rat droppings and maggots in a typical loaf of bread. But right. Mostly it was just lies and he'd never been to London. Hey, do we eat... So when we eat Christ...
I'm sorry.
Please.
Right, cool. We're not moving away from the topic because I did have something I definitely wanted to...
Well, yeah, I just wanted to know, when we eat Jesus in that we drink his blood and eat his, you know, with the wafer, is that because that was his last meal? Eat of me, this is me, this bread is me, I'm also this juice.
I actually don't remember exactly why we do it. It's like a... it's like a thing, I guess, to be... I don't really know exactly
Can I
why.
Give a whack at the end of Jesus?
At the end of Jesus?
Yeah, like...
What exactly do you mean?
I mean, like, the story of the end of Jesus. Like, when he goes in the big hole and comes out again
and
goes...
Yeah, give it a whack.
Do you mean the cave?
Big hole. No, let the man finish. Give it a whack, Jack.
So... Jesus is finally caught by the Romans.
Oh, finally. They
no,
chased
hang
him.
On. Hold on.
Yeah, he wasn't really a fugitive for very long.
So Jesus is in the marketplace hanging out, and he sees some guys who are moneylending.
This
and he's
is a
like, this
story.
Is not chill.
This is unrelated.
Let me finish. Right. He's like, this isn't chill. So he flips the table up. The Romans see this. They're like, that's no good. And
they're
all
doing it in temple.
Jesus' apostles... are also like, well, a couple of them, Judas Iscariot mostly, is like, this doesn't fly. We got to get rid of this guy. Maybe he works for the Romans. I don't know. And so he makes a deal with the Romans that they're going to capture Jesus. And they hold a big dinner. That's the Last Supper. And I guess at some point in that meal, Jesus is like, I am this bread and wine, so if I ever die, eat this, and it'll be like you're eating me. Then Jesus...
Which everyone was fine with?
And then Jesus leaves, and he gets pounced by the Romans.
They do know, Cass, you laugh. That is the terminology they use.
They pounce him, and they're like, we're going to crucify you, but this is just a practical thing. You've got to carry a crucifix. As he does... A guy comes up to him and laughs, and Jesus points at him and is like, you're going to wander forever. And that's the wandering Jew. You know that story?
Sort of,
anyway,
yeah. That's so rude of Jesus.
Oh, it's totally out of character for him. It's so the most baffling story. He's like, I forgive everything.
It depends on the...
Fuck,
some gospels have it, some gospels don't.
Well, I understand why some don't. Like, that's bad of Jesus.
Rude as. Meanwhile, I think everyone turns on Judas and beats him up because they're like, that wasn't cool.
Once again, depends on the gospel.
They bring Jesus to the crucifix. He helps them set it up. He climbs to the top of it. They nail his hands and feet to the thing.
All right.
Then Jesus chills there for a bit. Some people come and what?
Yeah, he did. He said that Jesus helped, which he didn't. Say Jesus, when the cross was up, Jesus climbed up and they nailed him there. Impossible. Can't be done. Just couldn't have been done.
As Jesus is hanging there, some people come and wash his feet and he's like, ladies, please save me. But they don't.
I believe it's kiss his feet. You're confusing that with another
tale.
They're
so bleeding.
At some point, Jesus washes some people's
feet. I think Judas comes up and just watches him for a bit and Jesus is like, get me down. Anyway, there's a couple of other guys there. There's a couple of other guys there. At one point, the Romans come up and they're like, which one's Jesus? No. At one point, there's another guy there. He's to the right of Jesus for some reason. And Jesus is like, we're all going to heaven. Maybe not that guy. I'm unclear. He gets to know them is the point.
There are two people, thieves, also crucified along with Jesus.
Yeah.
One of them mocks him. The other one is a believer.
And then dawn comes and everybody comes to see Jesus die. But Jesus is gone.
No.
And in a nearby cave.
No.
They notice that a big boulder has been put in front of the entrance and they can't get in. And then 3 days later, Jesus comes out and he's like, this sucked. And he goes to heaven.
No.
Hang on. No. So they put him on the stick.
Yeah.
And he cooks. Yeah. And then he's done, and then it's time to put him away, and they put him in the cave.
Yeah,
I assume
that's not what Jack said.
This is the Bible according to Cass.
So they get the crucifix, they chop it off, so it's just, I guess, the flower part of the crucifix with Jesus on it, and they put
what?
So like, because it's really long, so it's tall.
Yeah.
Do they just? I imagine they just chop it off and stack all the dead bodies on the crosses. Still, oh no, they probably reuse the crosses.
Yeah.
Okay, no, they were sustainable back then. So they
no, they were good.
Pull it down, take Jesus off, put him in the cave for storage.
No,
they put a boulder in front of the cave.
Yeah,
and they're like,
"We're good. Don't worry about him. He's in there. Forget
that's
about
the end
it."
Of that, and then they go to open the cave 3 days later.
No,
yeah,
and then he was gone, but the other dead bodies were still in there.
No other, all right.
And Jesus was the only one who left, and they all looked at each other like,
what the fuck? Why didn't he help us?
Was he a wizard? And that's, I think, well, I mean, what are we missing? Really?
Yeah, what did we get wrong?
What did we get wrong?
I forget, but there are, like,
where's the
cave?
I
forget as in there are so many things, is what I mean.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Also, hey, did you know there's an insane amount of old and unknown and weird and fucked cartoons that you do not know about? I know! Our friend Mia is one of the funniest people I know, and she has a lot to teach you in her hilarious show, Cynical Cartoons. Go to sanspantsradio.com and search Cynical Cartoons to find your new purpose in life.
So, you're You began, Jackson, with the tale of Jesus and the money wonders, which is not connected to this in any way.
Okay.
And you got that tale wrong as well, several details.
Uh-huh.
So you are correct in that Judas betrays Jesus by people were getting upset and angry at him, and Judas basically, I believe, lies and makes up some fabricated things that Jesus supposedly said that he did not say.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Yeah, hashtag.
Hey, Romans, Jesus fucked your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus has the Last Supper, knowing that this was going to happen through communion with God or whatever. Mm. The Last Supper occurs. Jesus is like, bread and wine. I would have added a cheese board.
Yeah, I'm with you. Bread and wine is not much of a meal.
No. This wine is my blood, and you will take from the cup and drink from it. This bread is my body. You will take the bread and eat from it. This cheese platter is just for flavor.
If you want, you could interpret it as my guts, but you don't have to.
There's some quince paste here, a lovely camembert. I don't like camembert, but I've been told this one's lovely.
I know you guys do. So.
Yeah, I know you guys do, so I made sure they had that, a baked brie as well, of course. Oh, once again, I don't like that. I'm a bit of a hard cheese man rather than a soft cheese.
Jesus strikes me as a hard cheese man. Like,
with one exception, I do love a... I forget. It begins with a B. Anyway, take from this first cheese platter and eat from it.
Yeah.
Imagine knowing that you're about to die, not being able to remember the cheese you like. You're like, oh, that's going to kill me.
I won't be able to request that as my last meal.
But nah, it's gone.
Jesus is brought before Pontius Pilate.
A pilot.
There you go. Sorry?
A pilot.
It's just Pontius cool Pilate. Surname.
It's just his name. Also, oh, sorry. No. Actually, no, it's not. No. Pontius Pilate was a TV show that they tried to premiere in the Bible. Didn't end up going. They just made the pilot.
Oh, that's upsetting. That's such a shame. Go them.
Yeah. Pontius Pilate is very reluctant to crucify Jesus, but inevitably goes with it for public outcry, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of rich people wanted Jesus dead or whatever.
Classic.
Jesus has to carry the cross through
town. I got that right.
That's where the Shroud of Turin comes from, I think, as well. Someone like dabs Jesus' face. Well, the Shroud of Turin, I think, was found to be fake.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, actually.
It's either a hoax or it's Leonardo da Vinci, basically.
Yeah, look, hey. Jesus has a bunch of things happened while Jesus is carrying the cross.
It's a long trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he didn't really have a heap to do.
Skip a lot of that. He gets to where they're going to crucify him outside of town.
Uh-huh.
Jesus is exhausted, cannot put up the cross. And also, they nail him to the cross, then put the cross up.
That makes sense.
That seems crazy.
And while on the cross, there are two thieves also there crucified as well. One of them antagonizes him. The other one's like, no, Jesus, you're right. We're going to heaven.
A sick lad.
Please,
yeah.
Something like that. After a while to check to make. Yeah, that's right. After a while, they believe Jesus is dead. A Roman soldier spears him in the side.
Spear of destiny, baby.
Yeah, I think so. I forget. I don't know. That spear is a holy relic, but I'm not
Hitler
sure.
Hitler wanted that spear so bad, dude. He loved magic and meth.
And I think he bled water, which means that you're dead if you bleed water instead of blood. I don't know about that part.
Yeah, you pop like a berry.
Sure, absolutely. After Jesus is definitely dead, then the apostles and Mary Magdalene, maybe? Is Mary Magdalene from... All right, look, I've got a few things I'm not sure about, but I damn sure know I'm more accurate than you guys. Jesus gets taken down off the cross.
Yeah.
He alone is put into a cave and a boulder is rolled in front.
Okay. Why are they so, like...
Well, they got to make sure it's like a vampire. No, they don't want him coming back.
That's just how they buried him.
That's so wasteful.
I know, one big cave for one guy.
Everyone got their own cave.
I don't think so.
And Jesus was a criminal too, so like...
Put him in the ground.
Throw him in a heap.
Also, who's making the caves?
Cass, it's not my story. I think
the cave's natural.
Okay, no, please continue, Adam.
After 3 days, then I forget who... One of the apostles comes and the boulder is open and Jesus is no longer in the cave. Jesus has a bit of time. There's a long epilogue to that. Jesus spends a lot of time still chatting to the apostles. He meets doubting the... Thomas.
Doubting Thomas. Becomes,
we get Doubting Thomas from or whatever because he doesn't believe.
I guess he was just Thomas back then.
Yeah, he would have just been called Thomas. We know him as a Doubting Thomas.
Yeah, that's fair.
Poor dude.
Jesus has to show the stigmata to people to make them believe that he is Jesus.
I got holes in my hands.
Which is just annoying because, like, you should just know him. You
yeah,
know?
I know. Well, he was around.
Yeah. It's like, you he's guys saw stranger. Me speak. And they're like, but it's old times. We're stupid.
And then Jesus ascends to be at the right hand of the Father.
Can I give a whack at nativity? I think I can get nativity.
Hang on. What were you going to say about bread and wine?
Yeah.
I did. I would have added a cheese platter.
go nativity.
Nativity can't be too hard.
Sure.
So God does the flood thing. Okay.
What?
All right.
Previous to Nativity.
Oh, this is
this
previously
is a long recap, but all
okay,
right.
Okay, let's go.
The flood happens.
The big
the flood
wet.
Happens.
The big wet world's cooked, but then it.
Skip over it. Keep going.
Then when the world's good again, God's like, but it's still a bit cooked. So I got to send me down as my boy.
All so right. This is Old Testament, which. In no way references Jesus.
He zaps himself into the womb of Mary.
No.
Okay. Mary of Nazareth, he's the baby. Anyway, an angel comes to Mary and says, hey, God's in your belly. Mary says, hell yeah, and then the angel goes. Mary is pregnant. She decides to call the baby Jesus. She lets Joseph know about it, I guess, at some point.
Is he cool with it?
He's fine. He understands it's a big deal to have Jesus as his son.
He's excited to be the first cuck.
Yeah, exactly. He's not. Yeah,
I don't think it was the first cuck in the Bible.
Anyway, then it's Christmas Eve, which it is technically.
Apparently, Jesus was probably born closer to Easter than Christmas.
Either way. Then
it's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve.
But no one knows.
And they got to find, it's secret Christmas Eve, and they got to find a place to pop this baby out. So they go to a tavern, and they say, hey, can we shit the baby out in your tavern? He says, no, do it in the barn with the mules. So they go to the barn, baby comes out, slam into the manger.
Oh, night when Christ was born.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to sing Baby Comes Out, slam into the manger to the same tune as when Christ was born, but I didn't. Big star in the sky, God looking down, saying, this is where my baby is. Some shepherds in a field, doing whatever shepherds do, hitting sheep with sticks. Angel comes out of the sky, maybe the same angel from earlier, it's unclear. He says, hey, there's a cool baby that's been born. Do you want to go check it out?
Angel and star might be linked, hint, hint, for your story.
Okay, I don't know how, but okay. The shepherds go to have a look at the baby. Thing. Then the same angel goes to some magi, or three wise men.
Three kings.
There's a cool baby born, go have a look at the baby. The three wise men scrounge for presents. Come up with spices and gold. Then, the angel go to anyone else? The angel probably just picks up some scraggles.
I've heard of maybe a little boy who is good at the drums.
The drummer boy comes after.
Definitely, absolutely, drummer boy is in the Bible. Yep.
The drummer boy is later to the show. Anyway, everybody comes and has a look at the baby. They think it's pretty sick. They give the baby the gifts, but really the gifts are for Mary and Joseph. The tavern owner, I guess, is like, there's a lot of activity at the barn tonight.
You're adding extraneous details, and I know you know that.
Anyway, everybody goes home. Then the little drama boy comes. He's like, I have no money or gold. Did they give gold, those guys? Oh, my God. But I can play the drum. He does. Mary and Joseph are politely like, then the drummer boy goes
Mary home. Goes to Joseph, we're not buying one of those.
Jesus grows up to be a teenager, fights a dragon in
all
a
right,
section
you have
of the
definitely gone past the nativity, and you know Jesus does not fight a dragon.
He does. In one of the bits of the Bible they tore out. Look it up.
Then it's not put in the Bible, is it?
It's still a religious text.
Is it really? Ooh. Tell us more about this dragon fight.
I don't know much. I just know that at some point in, like, you know how, like, there's bits of the Bible that they've removed?
Yeah.
Like, do you mean not included?
No, as in they used to be part of the Bible, but they've gotten rid of Apocrypha or whatever. Yeah, there was the Book of Eve, which was the horny Bible.
That was like bring back the horny Bible.
Yeah, it was like a section of the Bible that was full of how to bone. And then there was some part, one of Jesus's early tales, where he fights a dragon. But they got rid of it from the Bible for being too rad. So,
too what?
Too rad. Too cool. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's been taken out of the Bible. It's been revised so many damn times. You know, Adam's looking it up.
Can't find.
Trying well, to find Jesus
fought a dragon.
That's
because it got taken out of the Bible.
I'll find Jesus fought a dragon. It's going to come on. How do we always end up here?
Is it called Bell? Bell and the Dragon?
Jesus the child killing dragon.
You wouldn't know, would you?
Jesus the child killing? What?
No.
I don't think you're looking at the Bible, Jack. I think, oh my God, is there fan fiction of the Bible?
Oh, there must be.
Oh my
be.
God, is there fan fiction of the Bible?
Yes.
When King Herod is informed that a baby boy will replace him as king, he orders the slaughter of all boys 2 years of age and younger. Having been informed of Herod's orders, Joseph, Mary, and a young Jesus flee to Egypt. On the way there, they find a cave to rest in, but when they enter, they encounter a horde of winged, fire-breathing dragons. And lo, suddenly there came forth from the cave many dragons, and when the children saw them, they cried out in great terror. Then Jesus went down from the bosom of his mother and stood on his feet before the dragons, and they adored Jesus and thereafter retired. The Gospel of Pseudo-Matthew, chapter 18.
Hey!
Sounds fake.
Hey, is Jesus baby Yoda in that situation?
I guess.
Baby Yoda has yet to display powers, as of recording.
Yeah.
What? Maybe no, he hasn't. Happen.
Shh!
I'm getting furious anytime someone has anything to do with Baby Yoda. I remember finding out about Baby Yoda and being like, fuck off. I don't give a shit. Like, shut the fuck up. I don't care. And then I watched everything and I understand now. I don't care. I will watch TV shows that have like, or films or whatever, where animals get hurt in them. And I know that the animal is actually just doing a really good job at acting. Yeah. And anytime there's like a dog death or whatever, I'm like, I'm just proud of the dog because it's done well.
Yeah.
Baby Yoda isn't real. And for whatever reason, my brain's like, oh no. Anytime something might happen to Baby Yoda, I'm like, oh, I get genuinely stressed.
That's great.
Jackson and I and a friend have recently started watching...
Fargo?
Fargo, yeah. Fargo season one, and there's a scene in season one where a dog gets hurt, and I was watching it and I was being like, I just need to remember that the dog probably got a treat after this scene.
Oh yeah, it's always worthwhile thinking that, being like, after this scene, it's when a dog is lying down dead, you're like you're saying, Cass, you're like, what a good actor.
Oh, it's doing so well.
That dog's lying so still.
Mm. Cass, can I tell you a lovely fact about the movie Resident Evil?
Yeah, I've not seen it.
Sorry. In the movie, there are zombie dogs. It's a zombie movie. There are zombie dogs in the
Zogs.
Movie. Yeah, yeah, Zogs. And to get the effect of having a zombie dog in a movie, rather than using special effects or something like that, they just got dogs, Dobermans specifically, and they like taped meat to them so that it would look like they had bits missing, but actually it was just extra meat that had been taped to the dogs. And they had trouble filming any scene with those dogs because the dogs would keep trying to eat the meat that was taped to them.
That's so cute.
That's such a stupid idea.
It worked. They got scenes with dogs with meat on them.
Yeah.
I'm glad they got meat scenes, but I'm also glad the dogs got to have a little bit of them snack.
Yeah, presumably.
Dogs are allowed a little bit of them as a treat.
It's a good fact.
Hey, you know, okay, so I've been recently rewatching a whole bunch of old Simpsons, and I don't know if you remember the House of Horrors episode, the Simpsons.
Oh,
Horror,
yeah. Where, I'm familiar.
Where
I've heard of it.
Not familiar.
Homer gets a donut head.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you just made me think of it with the dogs eating the meat on them.
Uh-huh.
How long? I mean, it doesn't have to be a donut.
I would never eat any part of myself if it was food. You are insane. What?
Are you telling me that you wouldn't?
Yes, I am telling you that I would not
what
eat
What if
myself.
It was a bowl of...
I could eat myself right now, Jackson.
Yeah, but you don't taste good. What if it was a bowl of...
I don't
of,
know that.
What if it was a bowl of spaghetti?
I don't know that I taste good.
You're not going to try it?
No.
You'd have to try it.
No.
Yeah.
You'd have to try
it. You don't know it tastes good, and you're going to lose Yet. Part of yourself.
What if it wasn't going to damage you?
That is true today.
Yeah.
I don't know it tastes good.
I could eat my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, you can also eat your fucking fingers.
Yeah, no, but spaghetti's a food. My fingers are fingers.
Yeah. So
what part of you is food?
No part. What do you mean now?
In this scenario,
your head, because this is you, because me and Cass might pick different foods.
Yeah,
is a bowl of delicious spaghetti.
I do not eat the spaghetti.
You're not gonna have one strand.
No,
it is a bowl of your nonna's gnocchi.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yum.
No.
What if?
I don't know how it tastes. A and B. Some of us, unlike the other two people in this fucking room, use our head sometimes, and so might have cause to have a complete and intact.
What if? When the witch cursed you. No, when the genie wish backfired, yes. Wishes, that's today's topic.
Who cares?
When the genie wish backfired, the genie clarified that as long as you had a little bit of something on your head, you would remain as cognizant and conscious.
No.
You're not eating the spaghetti.
No, because other people might try to eat it as well. I want as much of it as I can physically get. I'm glad wrapping my head shut so that I die of suffocation instead, if anything.
Yeah. Well,
how long would you last?
Well, I was imagining that I would have, what are they called? Not a Monaco bar.
Did both of you fucking assholes, you piece of, you little worms, you fucking, how long would you last was your question? Both of you fucking admit that you're gonna kill yourselves.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna eat the ice cream. What's not a Monaco bar,
Maxibon. But
Maxibon, that's what I have on my head.
How long would you last before
you
eating
would die.
Yourself?
Jackson, look me in the eyes and say the words. Oh. I will die for a Maxibon.
I will die for a Maxibon that is my
You're
head.
A liar.
See, okay, so if I had my favorite food on my head, I actually can't think of what it is. I think I mentioned it earlier in this episode. I've forgotten.
Yeah, fair. checks.
If I had a food that was my head, I reckon I would last like 5 to 10 years without touching any of it.
Yeah.
Genuinely. I would be like, no. I would be like, if I start, I won't stop. Or I'd be like, I can't. And I'd be like, I would make it a point of pride that I'd never eaten myself.
Yeah.
And then eventually I would be like, you know what? I've created these rules for myself. For whom?
Yeah. Time to break.
Why would I make it? I've just put a restriction on myself.
Absolutely.
To do what? For what does that benefit me? Sure, I'll live longer.
But you might as well eat some delicious
head food. But I'm dying
now. See, I think, so.
I taste it. I don't go eat anymore.
Well, it depends. So I chose a Maxibon. But if I was in Adam's situation where it was spaghetti, I would definitely eat all the spaghetti and just have a bowl head. You know what I mean? I'm not kind of eat a bowl.
Yeah.
But
you collapse because you're dead. You ate your brains.
No, that's not how it works. It's all you.
No, that's not how it works. We determine how it works.
No, the genie said that as long as you have something on there.
The genie didn't say anything.
Oh, no,
the genie just came, laughed, and left.
No, Jackson did say that. And it's like, as long as you have a little bit, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
That he did clarify
I clarified.
That.
You're insane.
It did sound like you meant as long as you eat a little bit of your head.
No, fucking insane. So I would eat the spaghetti in my head. Or, because my favorite thing really is flavored milk. If I had, say, an oak chocolate milk, I would somehow, maybe a straw in my forehead that comes down to my mouth.
Straw head.
And drink all the milk out.
I hate you.
So I just have a carton for a head.
I hate you.
Well,
I finally understand how Anakin feels. Anyways, wishes in movies.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well,
you've got the classic Tom Hanks movie, whatever it's called, the one where he wishes was Zoltan.
I wish I was big.
That's an entire genre.
Yeah.
An entire genre of wish movies is just to wish that you are not the age you are currently.
That's true.
Either going
suddenly
forward or backwards.
17 or going on 36.
It's literally, though. You can go either way, but you can only wish to be in your teens or your 30s. No one else ever wishes to be any other age in movies.
You don't wish up from 30. You don't wish you were 60, and you can't wish you were 5 again.
Yeah.
Although that would make an interesting film. I would watch that.
There's obviously Home Alone includes a very important
wish. I wish my parents were dead.
Home Alone includes a very important wish. You can wish for not having parents, although the Home Alone series is kind of the only one there.
Yeah.
Unless either of you can think of another one.
Not really. I mean, it feels like a classic wish, though. Or wishing you were the only person in the world, and then, you're the only person in the world.
Oh, yeah, a classic Twilight Zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I wish I was the only person in the world. Oh, no. Yeah. It happened.
And
what
then
a
it's an ironic
for me.
Wish. Wishes, obviously, of course, always have ironic. Liar, Liar.
Yes.
Liar, Liar. Good wish movie.
A classic wish movie.
Yeah. Who's doing facts?
The first wish. I'll do history.
Yeah, all right. The first wish?
The first wish ever. Well, I mean, that would probably be God's, I guess.
God didn't wish. He created.
He kind of wished the
if
world.
If I make a chair, I didn't wish for that chair.
Yeah, but what's a wish if not manifesting destiny?
Yeah, I mean,
a wish is cheating destiny.
Well, then who did the first wish?
That's a very good fucking question.
Yeah, I really should have done some research on that.
I'll come in with facts.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So Make-A-Wish grants a wish on average every 34 minutes.
Yeah,
that's pretty
okay.
good. Could be faster, but all right, Make-A-Wish.
They have to fly John Cena out every 34
minutes.
Yeah,
that's minutes. Right. There's only so many places John Cena can be at a time.
Since 1980, more than 315,000 children in the United States and its territories have had their wish granted by Make-A-Wish supporters.
That's nice.
Every wish experience is driven by the wish kid's interest, creativity, and personality.
Okay.
Isn't there some crazy fact about John Cena and Make-A-Wish where it's like he does all of them for free and he does like 100 a year?
That probably.
Yeah, I think so. He's, I mean, you know, what else is he doing?
That boy.
You know.
To qualify for a wish, a child with a critical illness must be older than 2.5 years and younger than 18 at the time of referral. So they can turn 18 after they've been referred.
Okay.
And they must not have received a wish from another wish-granting organization. There are others.
That makes sense. There's a great scene in The Fault in Our Stars that I really like, where they're talking about the Make-A-Wish Foundation, because the characters have cancer.
Yeah.
And the main character is so annoyed at herself for wishing to go to Disneyland, which is apparently like a really common one.
Well, the Walt Disney Company is involved in approximately half of the wishes that the Make-A-Wish grants.
There you go. Yeah,
and
there
about 77% of wish experiences involve travel.
Yeah.
Huh. I can't really find much about history, but let's talk about the wishing well to wait. No, yeah. Let's talk about the wishing well to round out the episode.
I love wishing wells.
Me too. Do you think that I have a greater... So say...
Is this history?
Yeah. Say I want my wish granted.
Yeah. Well, you do.
And yeah, I do. Is there anything... If I jump in the well, is it... Am I paying a coin to the well to grant my wish?
Yes.
So if I...
Presumably.
So if I sacrificed a person to the well... Is the net wish going to be larger?
No,
more money,
they want
more
money.
Wish.
Well, no. People aren't money.
Okay, well, say forget the sacrificing. Say I put $1 million in there in cold hard unmarked bills.
I have never
bills.
Heard any rule that says more money equals more wish.
It's just one coin.
Although I've never seen someone get a wish from their well wish, and I've never seen someone throw $1 million.
Absolutely.
So actually, if you're right?
Yeah, I think I am.
What if we're too poor?
I think, the wishing well requires a larger level, wishing wealth, am I right?
Yeah.
Requires a larger level of money.
But that might mean that it's not ultimately worth it. It might mean that, like, you, say you're like, I wish for money. Let's use money just so that we can do hair very easily. Say, for example, the way it works is you put in $50 and you're like, I wish for money. And what you get is $20.
Yeah, that's true. See, this is the problem with wishes in general is that it's really not worth the risk 9 times out of 10.
Oh, absolutely.
Risk. Yes. See, this is why I wish on normal things. You know, like the stars or the time.
Or chips.
Or a good chip.
Normal things, I feel like whoever's granting the wishes won't bother. If you're like, I wish for chips or something like that, then the entity that is granting wishes is like, I don't need to worry about that. They're going to get chips.
Well, sometimes often I panic when I see the first star because I'm always surprised at the beauty of the world. And then I panic and in my mind I'm like, I wish for fish.
See,
I always wish for fish by accident.
Cass.
Hmm?
Let me tell you something. Are you waiting for the first star to appear in the sky?
No, it's the first star you see.
Yeah,
think
okay.
of the rhyme.
Yeah,
I was thinking.
First star I see tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I thought from your statement, you were like, I panic every time I see the first star.
Yeah.
I thought
this is the first one I noticed.
What I thought was happening was you see the first star in the sky, and you're like, oh, I got to be quick because only so many times do I notice the first star. When I was going to be like, Cass, any night. You can go out and pre-prepare for this.
That's
but no,
true.
You're just somehow always shocked and scared.
Yeah, I think I'm done with wishes. When I blow out the candles at my 29th birthday party, I'm going to wish for nothing and say it out loud so it doesn't come true.
Oh, abundance for Jackson.
Yeah, tricked him. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam.
We wish you a very good day. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.